Well, welcome everyone. Ted Holtine, and I am so pleased to be joined today by the great Paula Poundstone, who is going to make a return to Durango, Colorado, the community concert hall at Fort Lewis College, this Friday night at 7:30. Hello, Paula.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, you are out at the NPR West Center. Is that what I understand?
I am. I'm at NPR West in scenic Culver City.
Excellent. Now, last time we spoke, it was about 6 years ago. And again, I know you don't actually recall that, but you were at your home in the LA area, and we discussed, among other things, your 13 cats. My first question is, what is the current count of cats?
I have 14 cats. I don't know. Maybe
No,
it's very possible they just didn't count right years ago.
I see. So you haven't lost any cats, right?
Oh yeah, it's fluid. I haven't lost enough. Let me just say that it's a tremendous cleaning project on a daily basis. Sometimes when I'm walking down the street and I see like a telephone pole with a little sign saying, you know, Fluffy is missing, I take it home to my cats who are indoor cats, and I say to them, "Look, Fluffy left, my cats are just there." Just doing their cat job, I guess. I think it's supposed to be good for your heart to have animals.
I've always preferred animals over humans, so I think most intelligent people feel that way. So.
Oh, I don't prefer them over humans because I don't have any humans around that just pee on my rug.
Well, you're lucky because I've had some of those myself. But. Anyway, so you were last here in Durango in 2012. There's been a lot of change in the world since then. Now, one thing you may not be aware of is Durango happens to be on fire at the moment.
And, no, I didn't know that.
When you arrive, you're going to see a lot of smoke, and you're going to be breathing a lot of smoke. So
recommend
maybe bringing a mask.
Well, I'm not worried about me. I'm not concerned about me. I worry about what are you, Durangoites? What are you, Durangans? What are you?
Durangoans, I believe.
Durangoans.
Is
what I worry about the Durangoans. Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And also in 2012, we had a different president. And I know that perhaps your show this time may be a little bit different for our crowd. What is going to be different in your discussions from 2012 to 2018?
Gee, I can't remember anymore. You know, my act sort of slowly evolves over time. I mean, not as slow as mankind, but it is largely autobiographical. Even when I talk about politics, which I do only because it's pressing on my mind sometimes, so in that way it remains autobiographical. I'm not a political analyst nor a historian. Only recently did Adam Felber really explain the Electoral College to me in such a way that I think I have it now. But it's hard not to, you know, at this point, I feel like I eat, sleep, and drink, Donald Trump things. It's hard to keep it off your mind. And honestly, well, especially with this summit, I don't know about anybody else, but I was so anxiety-ridden to know that, you know, the Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump were in a room together and that the level head was Dennis Rodman. That troubled me.
Yeah. It should.
Yeah, it does. I don't understand anything that's going on, but I think what I've come to recognize in recent years is that maybe I don't know as much about America as I thought I knew, because to me, electing Donald Trump was to America what beaching themselves is to whales. So I don't know what, you know, yeah, it's scientists don't understand it. And there, you know, there may be some virtue to it, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. So for those of you out there who missed Paula's last visit, it's such a fun evening. You know, you're not the your regular kind of stand-up comic. You're usually sitting, am I right?
I mean, I do both. I allow myself a certain freedom on stage. I think my favorite part of the night, and every show is different because of the organic nature about the way that I work, which is I think I've been at this for 39 years. So somewhere in my head, there is, in fact, 39 years of material floating around. Some of it I remember, some of it I don't. I always figure that the inside of my brain must look a little something like that arcade game where you step into a glass booth and they blow paper money around you and whatever you can grab, you can keep. That's sort of, I think, like jokes that have been there for 39 years are just sort of airborne that night. But my favorite part of every show is just talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge. And probably on a good night, and I like to think many are, about a third of the night is unique just to that audience. And so, you know, if you... would you maybe hear the cat shower joke again? Yeah, possibly. But there's still going to be a good percentage of stuff that you never heard before.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's taken 39 years. I guess you've sort of semi-answered this. But, I mean, if you're talking about one-third of new material, I mean, that's a lot of ad-libbing, right? I mean,
well, yeah, it's not new material.
In which you take pride, or?
It's not new material. It's things that are unique just to that night. I'm not going to say it the next night because I'm not going to have the same people in front of me the next night. I'm trying to think of a good example, and of course I can't. How about that for an improvisational mind? You get somebody talking and then, I don't know, here's an example. I had a woman the other night, she was right in the front row, she and her husband, they were right in the front row, and I don't always talk to front row people, but they are there after all, and so I happened to look down and I asked the woman a question, and she literally turned her head away from me, and eventually she said that she was very upset with her husband for having these front row seats because she was very, very shy. And I said, oh, okay, all right. Well, you're not forced into it. The next thing I knew, I could not shut this woman up. She talked more than on and on. She had a bicycle shop when she was pregnant. She sold more bicycles than she did when she wasn't pregnant. I mean, information that I'm sure I didn't pull out of her. And the crowd just loved it. I mean, it was just so funny that this woman who was angry about being in the front row then gave me the, you know, audio version of her autobiography. So things, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen every night. And whatever I said to her, I'm not going to say to somebody else.
Well, we are talking with Paula Poundstone, who once again will be right here in Durango, Colorado at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College Friday night. And you can also hear Paula semi-regularly on the wonderful NPR program, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And a couple weeks ago, I heard you were on with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, and, yeah.
How's he? Is he? He seems like a very cool cat. Is he?
Yeah, he was great. He was on that. I think that was like a clip show. There was one where Peter must have been on vacation, and so they played. So they played parts of different shows, and the Neil Patrick Harris one was a part of one they had made. They did a pilot show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Junior. And it was, designed for our younger audience.
So that's like that TV show he's doing, I guess. Right?
Is he doing? I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway,
something with kids.
He was the Not My Job guest, which is this little part of the show where they invite somebody who's well known for something and have them answer questions on a topic they probably wouldn't know anything about. He wasn't in the room with us, so I didn't hang out with him. Oftentimes the Not My Job guests aren't in the room with us. They usually do it over the phone. But sometimes they come down, like Obama came down. He was before he threw his hat into the presidential race years ago, he came to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And who else? Leonard Nimoy came down, which was so much fun because Peter is an enormous Star Trek geek. So it was fun to watch Peter just go to jelly in front of. and then I tried to think who else. Trisha Yearwood came, the lady, there's a woman named Sunita Williams. We did a show in Houston one time, and Sunita is an astronaut. And not only did she come down to the theater to sit on stage during the Not My Job segment, but also she asked us if we wanted her to put on her blue jumpsuit uniform.
Oh, that's cool.
We almost wept. It was so cool. Because I, although I'm not an expert on astronomy or anything like that, and not engineering in any way, but I do desperately want to go to another planet. And so I really tried to get good relations with her in case. And the one time we had the head, I think, of NASA also, I really want to go to the moon. I want to.
So you would.
I want.
You would really go into space, like if Elon Musk figures this whole thing out, you would. You'd hop on one of those.
Oh yeah. I don't have that kind of money to do that. And by the way, I was really angry with him about one of those launches, the one that went over California. And there wasn't like a lot of promotion about it. I look at silly news websites all the time, and I didn't see anything about an upcoming. So my daughter goes out on the porch one night, and she comes, you know, she's in a panic. She says, "Mom, come here. What is this?" I look outside, and he said, "I saw something in the sky that I'd never seen before." And I said, "I have no idea. It could be, you know, North Korea has done something, or it could be aliens." And a second later, I found myself calling up into the sky, "Come get me!"
Wow. Well, you're a braver woman than I, and well, I'm not even a woman, so.
I think I like this idea of starting over. I think that's part of it. I just like the idea of like colonizing the moon, you know, and getting it right this time. You know what I mean?
Well, what sort of amenities would you like to see on the moon?
Well, I just mean like I don't want to be alone, but you know, sort of starting a society there. Well, for one thing, I'm not sure that we would have the Electoral College.
That's a very good possibility.
Yeah, I don't think that's worked out so well. I don't know. I just think we would do it different somehow, and I'm not exactly sure. There would have to be like a regular shipment of those wafer cookies, the ones with the sort of waffle on the outside and the sugary cream on the inside.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, that would be on my, you know, on my rider, you know, on my contract, it said.
We could also use it as the last remaining national park, because I don't think we'll have too many of those left. Maybe that's what we could use the moon for.
Yeah. And by the way, when we colonize the moon, we're going to have stores. We're not going to have Amazon. I don't want Amazon. We need
stores.
We need stores. We need places where people meet up. You know, coincidentally or purposely, we need storefronts that are fun to look at when you walk down the street, and so they draw you out and you go walk around. Judy Jetson with the shopping online thing, bad idea.
Yeah. I fully agree. And you're coming to a town where the little downtown is still very, very appreciated here in Durango. So I hope you'll avail yourself
nice.
Of that when you
I'll
bid
bet
it,
there's a
visit.
Lot of woven garments. Am I right about that? I bet there's a lot of woven garments available in stores in Durango.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, your shopping spree should be fun. Well, Paula, I'm going to let you go. I thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and we are so looking forward to your visit this weekend. And again, it will be smoky, so be ready for that. But I hope you have as much fun as we're going to have when you get here.
Well, thank you so much. I'll bring little masks on my little jokes.
Excellent. Once again, Paula Poundstone at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College this Friday night. You can also hear Paula from time to time on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on Public Radio for the Four Corners, KSUT. Thanks, Paula. We'll see you Friday night.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.